Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing today? Are you the brave queen? Are you the brave queen that I'm talking about?
I'm good, thank you. Yes, I'm the brave queen.
All right. So tell us, what is the reason why you want to propose to your partner?
The main reason why I want to do this is because I really want us to get married. Finances has obviously been one of the main issues, but I think it's time for us to take that route and do this thing. Take that big step in our life.
Do the thing.
Yeah.
That's a belief. Let's quickly get him on the line. Okay. And then we can do this thing. Are you okay?
Yes. I'm ready. Nervous, but ready.
Let's go for it. All right. Kim?
Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you? Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Shaquan from Fresh FM, by the way.
Okay. Fresh FM.
Yes, Fresh FM. Yeah. So a little birdie told me that you are a beautiful king. Is that true or false? Kim, I'm just pulling your leg, man. Listen,
but why
I have
is
someone on the line
me? Yeah, okay.
Hold on. I got something special for you, okay? I have a special queen on the line that just quickly wanted to tell you something. So just quickly hold on for her, okay? Josephine?
Hi, babe.
Babe, what are we doing on air?
Babe, just listen. I have an important life-changing question to ask you, but you must just listen.
Yeah.
Okay. So, babe, when I first met Uni, I didn't know that I actually met my soulmate. You know, surely God knew what he was doing for allowing our paths to cross the way it did. Babe, our love stood the test of time for about 13 years, babe, and it was not easy. But every time love won, you know, not even distance, could separate us. You make me a better person, and I believe that we are imperfectly perfect for one another. Babe, will you do forever with me, side by side, and make me the happiest lady in this world, and be my husband? Will you marry me?
Wow. Babe, are you proposing to me?
Yes, I'm doing that.
Yes, I'll marry you.
I know, you're so confused.
I know, man. Listen, sometimes the lady just gotta take that step, man. Josephine, congratulations. Kim, congratulations to the both of you.
Thank you.
I wanted to share some great news with you guys.
Okay.
You guys are actually you're actually in the competition or in the draw right now to actually stand a chance to walk away with 50,000 Namibian dollars for your dream wedding.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Sure.
So congratulations to the both of you, and please let your love just continue to prosper, eh?
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Babe.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Babe, I'll call you.
Call me. Babe.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Babe, I'll call you.
It's a babe for me.
So that was the infamous call, now turned famous, where Josephine, who was a contestant, now a winner, ladies and gentlemen, in the Pick and Pay Libya Dream Wedding Competition.
Come on.
In which she was required, she and nine other brides to be
ladies,
had to propose live on air. That's to their gentle bays, and Josephine was one of them. They went through a series of competitions and challenges after that, and Josephine was confirmed. And no, not just Josephine. Look at me. Sorry, pardon me. Josephine,
it's you forgetting your brother.
Exactly, Josephine and her king.
Yay,
Abuti King were confirmed as the winners of that $50,000 held from Pick and Pay.
Yeah, what a blessing, man. What do you know about those blessings that come from the heavens?
CJ.
Josephine, how are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Girl, that smile is giving. I got money.
I'm happy. God is great.
He's so great.
Man, yeah. We also have Abuti Kim, that's the husband to be online live from the south right now. Abuti Kim.
Good morning.
How's the spirit? How are you feeling this morning, Buta?
I don't know how to explain it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we blessed.
Yeah.
That's the spirit. Listen, fantastic. Josephine, first things first, let me ask you this. When you got wind of the competition, mm-hmm. right? Pick and Pay saying, listen, there's this initiative. Fresh FM is saying, listen, there's this initiative. Mm-hmm. And you decide, listen, I'm going to step up and I'm going to do it. Like, what was the process in your head? What was going on in your head? I'm just saying, man, example.
Yeah, I also want to know.
Oh, wow. So at that time, I was still staying in Sokop. I moved back to Windhoek 2 weeks ago.
Are you serious?
Yes. So I was still in Sokop.
Your life is changing, girl.
Drastically.
Yeah. Wow.
Usually, I used to say I want to get married the year my birthday is on a Saturday. Mm. And this year, it was supposed to be on a Saturday.
Yeah.
But because of leap year, it's on a Sunday. So I was like, this is my year.
Then
so when I saw this post on Facebook, I'm like, babe, I want to enter this competition. He was a bit skeptic, but I was like, babe, I want to enter. Let's do this. Do this with me. And then he was like, okay, try it. And that's how it happened.
Damn. So what would you say was the most difficult part about this competition? And this question is actually phrased to your king, honey.
Okay.
Akeem, what would you say was the most difficult part of this competition for you, especially having her to step up, so to say?
Man, I would rather not say difficult. Hey, you know, 13 years with her, it's like you guys become one.
Yeah.
So everything that was requested, it's basically things we do on a normal basis, like the cooking, the shopping, all of that just was in sync.
Yeah.
So with the 13 years of being together, I can't say there were, besides her going on the knee.
Yeah.
Me saying yes. Yeah. But then all the other things, they just came naturally, man.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So, you know what? I'm actually very curious to know, what exactly did you guys prepare
for this competition? For the food challenge?
For the food challenge, yeah. Because I had to go in-store, do the shopping, obviously, mm-hmm. from Pick and Pay, and then you guys prepared a meal. What did you guys prepare?
I don't have a name for it, but I saw it on Facebook.
Okay.
Somebody prepared it once, like a few years back.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm going to try it. And he likes this dish.
Mm.
So it's just like bread in a muffin pan.
Yeah,
like bread. And then we made mince. Mm-hmm. So we put the mince in the bread. Like it was a muffin thing.
Yeah,
so
we
put the bread in there.
Yeah.
And then we put the mince. And then the cheese and some eggs and so on.
Yeah.
You know,
Shaquan, you know, like those cooking shows.
Yeah.
What I have for you here is a reduction of mince meat. Imported from Turkey. Let me ask you this, Buta. We need to talk about the family situation. Does the family even know that you guys went about this route?
Yeah, the family is very supportive, eh?
Nice.
Both her side and my side. So I think without them, we wouldn't have made it to the other rounds, because they were voting. I have people screenshotting, sending me screenshots of them voting like crazy. So without the family support, I mean, I don't think we could have done this, eh?
Yeah. So what do you guys think? And perhaps, you know, the both of you can answer in your different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think made you and your love story stand out a little bit more to the point where, man, you are being blessed with 50,000 Namibian dollars?
Babe, you can answer first and then answer after.
Okay. We've been wanting to take this route for the longest time.
Yeah.
But due to finances, you know, weddings are expensive.
Come on.
So due to finances, we have been delaying it. And I can just say it's just God's grace. I can't say anything. We are not more special than any other couple.
Yeah.
It's just God's grace. It's just God's favor upon our lives.
Mm.
And this is our time, our season.
Yeah.
Man, that is incredible.
That's fantastic. Kim, do you want to add on to what your queen just said?
She just took all the words out of my mouth straight away. Like my eyes tearing up now.
Okay. So have you guys discussed the date? You know what I mean? Are the we theme. Invited? You know what I mean? What's
I
the
want
situation?
To come eat potato salad, man.
Yeah, you guys are definitely invited, eh?
Kilini Samire wants a thousand million.
All of you guys are invited. For to everyone who voted, hey, you guys are all invited.
But bring your own drinks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And help where you can talk about So have you looked at dates? Are we guys still discussing that?
So we have a
No.
Go ahead, Buddha.
So yeah, we have a proposed date. My thoughts, Vialen. If everything happens in and goes in the right direction, we're hoping for November the 2nd. It is on a Saturday. So yeah. Because we need to accommodate a few things. There's a traditional aspects of our weddings and stuff, so we need to accommodate them also. So yeah, that's why we're looking at November the 2nd.
This is not closer to your birthday, now. This is
when his wife's birthday. Yeah.
First of September.
Okay.
Look at wifey. Look at wifey. Yeah, like the unword. Let's see if he knows my birthday. Ah, oh, that's so beautiful.
I know,
you
right?
Know, I'm actually blessed to have them because her birthday is on the 1st of September.
Yeah.
My mother's birthday is also the 1st of September.
Oh, lovely.
No way.
And then our daughter's birthday is 7 days after the 1st of September.
That's blessings.
Yeah.
Spring
babies.
No. This is meant to be. This is written.
Yeah.
This is written.
It's written.
Wow. I'm inspired.
Wow. Yeah.
I think
your relationship with his mom?
Yeah, dude.
Great.
Her best friends.
Wow.
She's very nice.
Yeah.
She's very nice. I'm a daughter.
At this point,
yeah, same goes for her mother. So I'm the chrotzin of the house.
Mm.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, Josephine and Kim, you guys are the ultimate definition of love. As you know, on Fresh FM, we love love, and we love the fact that our couple on Fresh FM that took part by Fresh FM won this whole damn competition.
Yeah. I remember the day that the announcements came through, hey.
Yeah.
And then I was just there commenting with my own account. I'm like, oh, our contestants.
Yeah.
And then I was like sharing. It was her and Obey, or them and Obey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Obey, when we heard no, Josephine, I'm like, she's our listener.
Fantastic. So Kim, we wish you all the best. Down south, Buta, you know, job is job. You have to put in that work for the family.
Yeah. The bread.
Travel safely, I believe, Buta.
Yeah.
We'll do so. Thank you guys, eh?
Fantastic.
And I appreciate for putting all of this in place for us.
That's it. OC Josephine, thank you also for your time.
Absolutely.
We wish you all the best. We will check in with you throughout the year.
Yeah.
We have to, you know what I mean? And trust me, the whole
of the invitation
even so never invitation.
Yeah. Oh, here in Ventuk, they're coming.
That's it. No. We and Pick and Bay, we are coming.
Yes.
That's it.
Love
okay,
it.
Please. That's it. Thank you so much. It's 8-27 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We love on Fresh FM.
Yeah.
Congratulations once again to Josephine as well as Abuti Kim for winning and walking away with that $50,000 help from Pick and Pay in the Leap Year Dream Wedding Competition.
When you understand the assignment,
uh-huh.
you can.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.